Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. It's the brand new toll free line. Only had it for about a week, so if you have the other one jotted down somewhere, you can go ahead and scratch that one out and replace it with this one. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Dale joining us courtesy of his radio program, Prometheus Unchained, which you can hear weekly. You can grab it over at his website, flamingfreedom.com. And we'll tell you more about that here in a little while. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, and there is a lot in the news. One story in particular that I didn't get to this weekend that I mentioned was the one about the Postal Service. Now, of course, a lot of the news coverage today has been about this default situation, or not default situation, but the government, the federal government, being downgraded by Standard & Poor's from AAA rating to a AA plus, I believe is the rating that they were downgraded to. And apparently that's never happened before, and so this is a big deal.
I think it's just the beginning, of course, but it's a big step.
Yep.
It shows that things, you know, they love to give all these predictions based on past behavior, and what people need to come to realize is that the game is changing so much that you can't base past predictions. You can't base past events. Excuse me. You can't predict future events based on past events.
That's true. It's we're entering into, it's always a true statement that we're entering into something that no one has ever been, you know, before. This is a new time. We've never experienced a world like this, where information can pass so quickly. Information gets around lightning fast now. Like, even if there were similar circumstances in the past, what it is now isn't what it was then, and the circumstances are completely different.
Well, and I'm also thinking, just in terms of, if you look at how drastically the debt situation has changed, and the fact that, you know, we only really went off of metal standards a few decades back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that long ago, and
true,
things have drastically changed since then.
A generation, maybe?
So, I mean, the moment that happened, we were on a track for destruction, I think, and it's just been a matter of time. And
how long can they keep the house of cards up in the air,
yeah,
so to speak? It really is a matter of when, not if, right?
It's when, not if, and then the best they can do is they can sort of try to postpone the inevitable, but every time they do that, they make the circumstances worse further down the line. So,
right, because there's going to be a reckoning, some sort of a financial reckoning, and the laws of economics cannot be ignored.
Yeah.
And Greenspan coming out with some sort of a quote today about how, if we owe you money, the federal government owes you money, you can guarantee you're going to be paid because we can print the money.
Yeah.
He just came right out.
Right.
And he says
that's like
this.
saying that if we don't have enough food for everyone, we can just break it into smaller pieces until we have enough for everyone.
Well, right, because that's what what printing money is doing. It's breaking the value away of the dollars that you have in your pocket, and of course transferring
and the
it
money
to
that they're about to pay you with. Like, you know, oh, we're going to pay you with lots of interest. Don't worry about it. We're going to raise the interest rates. We're going to print money to pay you with, and yeah, they raise the interest rates, and you got a lot of money back, and it's still worth no more than was to begin with. So this is this idea, it's this incredible, it's like there's this delusion that they want to maintain that we can just create prosperity out of thin air with like violence and laws.
Well, I mean, it sounds good. If you don't know about inflation, if you don't know that inflation is an increase in the money supply, not an increase in prices. When I went to high school, government school, I recall vaguely, I slept through most of the economics class because it was real early in the morning, but I do recall vaguely being taught that inflation is an increase in prices, and that's not true. It's just a flat-out lie. Inflation's an increase in the money supply, and when you increase the money supply, you're just decreasing the value of the existing money that's out there. You literally are stealing value from people's wallets and bank accounts without them ever having to cut a check.
Well,
it's
you
the most insidious form of taxation.
A lot of people like to say that economics is complicated, but my thought is it really isn't complicated. The basic premises of economics are not complicated. The actuality of what's going on out there is distorted in all kinds of ridiculous, complex ways. But one of the ways I've always tried to think of it, if you think in basic terms of supply and demand, then it's really very straightforward. You know, you've got things of scarcity that are valuable because they're scarce, and that you know, if they become more readily available, then they'll become cheaper and things like that. And if you just, and money is really just a distortion in all of that, because especially what it has become, since it doesn't represent an actual resource anymore, then it would be a supply and demand thing. But because money is just, money is violence now. It's backed, they say it's not backed
money.
By anything, but it's backed by violence.
Yeah, the government,
you must accept this.
The government fiat dollar. Yes. Money is anything that's a, you know, go between. I'm spacing on the term for it right now. But money allows people to easily transact business between one another. So money could be anything, right?
Yeah,
value.
You're right, and I stand corrected. It facilitates trade. Gold and silver and precious metals are a good type of money for various reasons. And fiat money, the kind issued by the government right now, is backed by violence, not by any kind of resource.
Right.
And you're just ordered to accept it. But how far can that go when it's really not valuable? And that's why I think that that's what complicates things. That and a lot of other things. You know, there's so much violence in the system that has nothing to do with supply and demand. There are monopolies being propped up by government force and things like that. And when there's a big government bailout, certain people benefit. When they talk about a stimulus package, certain companies benefit, but we don't all benefit.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it might stave off a horrible disaster in the immediate future, because it kind of creates this illusion that something's being done. You know, it's like, okay, they're doing something, but you're not the one being benefited. There's some powerful companies, wealthy companies being benefited. And it might create a little bit of action, make people feel a little more confident, and they go out and buy things. But all that is still, it doesn't change the fact that people are, you know, living off of debt. The government's living off of debt. People all over the country are living off of debt. And someday the piper's going to have to be paid.
No doubt about it. Your thoughts are welcome at 1-855-450-FREE. If you look at some of the conversations around in the news, and I'm speculating on the news channels, I don't watch these things, but if you can see some of these conversations and some of these news stories, and there's a lot of finger-pointing going on. About, you know, why did this, whose fault is this? It's the Republicans, it's the Democrats, it's Obama, it's Bush, and they're going back and forth here. And Michael Moore apparently has called for President Obama to arrest the folks over at Standard & Poor's. It's just all this silly political infighting that's going on here, when this is a problem that has spanned years. I mean, as you pointed out,
decades,
they pulled the,
since they started printing money and without anything to back it.
Right. Well, I mean, they started doing the IRS and the Federal Reserve were created almost 100 years ago at this point. There was silver backing the currency up until the 1930s, and then eventually they ended up pulling away the standard, the gold standard, is what I understand, in the 1970s with Richard Nixon. So this is a long time coming that
That's
these
true.
People
there
have been playing games.
There are several big steps in history where big economic events happened, and usually it was a case where they said, well, the government must intervene to prevent a disaster. And what they did is they probably prolonged the recovery. It might have made it a softer recovery immediately, but, you know, prolonged it. And in the long run, of course, made things worse. You know, it's just like refusing to take your medicine for a long, long time.
Right. Well, they don't have, right. So what they do is they can just keep pushing it off on the, unlike refusing to take your medicine, what refusing to take your medicine would hurt you. With the politicians, they can just put off these issues until they're out of office.
Right.
And then, the next generation will deal with it.
I keep hearing a lot of people saying, well, they don't understand, or they're not doing what they need to do. And I'm like, no, they understand, but they're playing a game, and they don't want to deal with it. I mean, the problem has grown for the same reason over multiple offices, you know, over multiple people holding office. And none of them have wanted to deal with it. They can just put it off and make someone else deal with it. But that's they all keep doing that. And so it's so out of control at this point that I can't imagine what in the world could possibly happen politically to rescue
not even
the
Ron
economy,
Paul.
The government.
Right. I mean, there's nothing politically that can save this. For instance, there's this video. We'll tell you about it here in a moment over at learnliberty.org. We'll give you some details on it, which will really give you some perspective, if you haven't seen it yet, on this debt situation that the government has. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And we invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features there. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the program are there, and of course they're completely free. In fact, they run around the clock, so any old time you want to, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live streaming to you. Of course, you can also get us on 109 great radio stations across the country. Satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio. We've got two different channels up there that we're on, plus our free-to-air KU-band channel. In addition to that, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Once again, listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go to experience that.
With all the concerns lately about the debt ceiling rising, don't be letting your health fall to the ground. Here's Mike Buck from New Zealand's NatureBee with how to raise your health and save some wealth.
Hello, Mark. Boy, do you have that right. You know, good health totally depends on good nutrition, and NatureBee plant pollen is the organic vegetable food we tell you about every day here on Free Talk Live. It comes in a capsule, gives you full nutritional support, all 27 important vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, all those antioxidants. That's why we can confidently say NatureBee is the health food store you hold in the palm of your hand.
And more energy. Also, it'll increase your sort of digestion. When you're getting the right food in your diet, your body's going to function properly.
Amen. And the energy, the sustained energy you get out of this is amazing. Plus, you get improved sleep, greater immunity, and those are just a few of the wonderful benefits you get. And here's the best part. You can order your six-month supply right now for just $99.95 plus delivery. You do it today, we toss you three more months for free. You call toll-free to New Zealand and remember NatureBee's money-back guarantee. The toll-free number to get it rolling to you, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355, or double-click online at naturebee.com.
You know, what I find so motivating about NatureBee is that it's a higher than 90% renewal rate. People take NatureBee, they continue taking NatureBee because it works for them. So be just like me. Be all you can be with NatureBee. Order now at 866-834-8355. It's 866-834-8355, or go to naturebee.com.
All right, we're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-FREE. Of course, talking about the financial shenanigans, for lack of a better term, that have been going on here in this country for a long time. And I think it was actually Mark that pointed out last week that one of the only reasons why the dollar is doing so well is because it's competing with other other fiat currencies around the world that are all being debased at some level or another. So essentially, you've just got this spiraling, like toilet bowl of currencies where one will always be on top of the others. It's just awful.
Yeah, and so many of them are linked to the dollar. That's changing though. Yeah. They're starting to disengage. That's true, and that's something I was, you know, I was considering as far as my own investments. You know, I was sitting there thinking, well, what currencies might be a good, you know, if you want something in liquid form, you know, could you invest in other currencies and things? And
I'm not going to invest in another fiat, you know, money. I mean, you never know what those people are going to do. It seems to me, I'm not an investor. Please,
right.
This is not investment advice.
I'm not either.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I do know that I like silver and gold because
I can
hold on to it.
It's awfully hard if you have something in an IRA, though, to invest it in silver and gold. It's not impossible.
I don't know anything
about
that stuff.
It's impossible, but there's only certain things you can buy with an IRA. But there are ways. It's a little bit complicated, but there are ways to buy physical gold and silver, as it turns out.
So. Seems like it's worth it, whatever that effort might be that you have to put into it. But I also like bitcoins as well. We'll talk more about bitcoins here in a little bit. It's an interesting new digital anonymous private currency. And, well, I guess private is, it's kind of not an accurate term to call it private because the entire system is public. But it's private in that you can hide easily. You don't know who's sending what around in the system. Anyway, so there are different ways that you can put your money that is not in fiat currency. And I think the more diversified ways you have, the better, right? If you put all your eggs in one basket, that's usually a bad idea. But I tend to say...
You have to have some fiat currency because that's what so many people, that's all they accept. So
right. You got to pay your bills.
You have to have liquidity.
Yeah. So I've still got, you know, a certain amount. I have a certain number that makes me feel comfortable when I have that number in my bank account. I know that if something comes up, I can pay for that. But above that amount, I start to look at other options with, what can I do with this? And a lot of it is, you know, sometimes it's good to buy tools and things like that for your business, for instance. I know that you recently invested in some cameras and editing equipment and things like that because you're doing some video work, or at least you're planning to do some more video work. But investing in tools can be useful because that's something that you can make more money with in the future. And as if that if the money that you've spent isn't sitting in cash, then it's harder for them to debase that.
Right.
Although obviously when you buy things, they immediately go down in value. They're brand new. So there's that factor as well.
Trying to own the trick for me felt like what would make me comfortable is the closest thing to an actual hard asset. You know, something that's what I was concerned about. I'm not confident in the market because the market's going to be heavily affected by all these economic shenanigans.
Absolutely.
So it seems incredibly volatile. So I don't really want to, you know, invest in stocks. Or if I did, I would like, you know, sort of afraid to invest in stocks that are based in the U.S. You know, more thinking in terms of, you know, countries that aren't in the same sort of financial desperate debt situation that the U.S. is in.
Well, there's one place you definitely don't want to put your money, Dale, and that is the U.S. Postal Service. According to the AFP, the U.S. Postal Service warned on Friday that it could default on payments that it owes to the federal government just days after the U.S. government itself narrowly averted a default. And I think this news story actually probably was published before S&P made their change to the U.S. government's rating. The government's mail service said it lost, get this, $3.1 billion in the period between April and June. April, May, June.
Wow.
$3 billion. Psh, gone.
You know, you hear so many people sort of praising the post office as being, even though it's, technically it's a, you know, a government monopoly, they praise it for being, you know, it's self-sufficient. It doesn't, you know, they don't get subsidies from the government.
Anybody saying that isn't paying attention.
Right.
They just don't understand. No business can afford to lose $1 billion a month. Can you imagine? Just imagine for a moment losing $1 billion in operating costs just down the drain. You're not even coming close to meeting your obligations. How long could your business last?
Right.
I mean, most businesses wouldn't be able to last losing, you know, a few $1,000s a month, depending on their financial status.
And they are heavily subsidized in so many ways.
Yeah.
With buildings, with tax benefits, and there's so
many
ways.
And the pensions. And the pensions. That's really where, as I understand it, please correct me if I'm wrong, at 855-450-FREE. But it's my understanding that, yeah, okay, they're kind of semi-independent in that some of their operating budget does come from the sales of stamps and things like that, but their
which
stamp
people are
sales,
required to buy for first class mail, so
right, but their stamp sales and their priority mail and all of their shipping costs don't even come close to meeting their obligations for the retirement fund or for their pensions. They don't even come close. That's where they're turning to the federal government to say, well, help us out, and even with all the assistance, it's a government agency. I mean,
does anyone get pensions besides government employees anymore? Anyway.
I don't think so. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. More about the failing Postal Service. It's really just pathetic. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the news updates. We will send them to you whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the news list, and you can get on it via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever delivery method you prefer over at news.freetalklive.com. News.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned the video over at learnliberty.org/FTL. There are a number of videos that you can get through learnliberty.org. They're all free, and they're really useful. It's basically an online course, the Learn Liberty Academy link. It's an online course for people that want free online continuing education in economic philosophy, liberty, and rights. In fact, you can learn about this debt crisis situation. It's pretty mind-blowing. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. Look for Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It takes just over a minute, so it's one of those easy videos to share with your friends who everybody's time-challenged. Everybody's busy, but it's hard to say you can't have a minute and a half or a minute 15 to go and watch an enlightening video like this. It'll really show you how impossible it is. Like you were saying before, Dale, that you don't know of anything that could be done at the federal level to change this financial calamity that is upon us. Like, okay, you can elect Ron Paul, but that's not going to stop things. In fact, I think as Stefan Molyneux pointed out, if you elect Ron Paul, it'll be Ron Paul who gets to preside over the crash, right? I mean, and then everybody's going to point at the libertarians and say it's all your fault.
Well, the correction, you know, the medicine that needs to be taken is going to be painful at this point.
That's
and
right.
So whoever does it, it's not like everything is just going to suddenly get better. It's probably going to be painful at first.
It's going to take time.
And then, but you know, it's what has to happen to keep it from being just ultimately devastating down in the long run, or just being a major crash, and I just picture a police state happening at some point because
it's already happened.
You know, things are starting to collapse economically, and people are, you know, economic unrest.
What are they going to do when they can't pay the police anymore? LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Go and check
that's
out.
That's what
this
worries me is that, is when money stops meaning anything, then all you have is violence. You know, there's no, the money is the carrot. When you want someone to do something, you know, you offer them something, and that's the peaceful way to get people to do something you want.
Right.
Without the carrot, all that's left is the stick. And when money becomes completely meaningless, look for a lot of violence, and that's what scares me.
You've got this Alan Greenspan character, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's just all in the news saying, yeah, we'll pay our debts by printing money if we have to. Well, go look at LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Check out this video where Anthony Davies shows you just how tremendous this government's essentially unfunded obligations are, this debt that they have that they've built up, and this future, these future obligations that they're going to have to pay. It's greater than the entire world's GDP. It's just not even in the realm of possibilities.
Oh, exactly.
If they were to print the money to pay off all of these obligations, the amount of inflation would dwarf Zimbabwe. I mean, it would make Zimbabwe look like you know, a vacation resort in comparison to what would happen here. It's just, it's a mind blower. Anyway, LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Check out those videos. It's good stuff there. In fact, we're going to highlight more of them over time. I've liked every one that I've seen thus far, though. Nice production value and easy to understand stuff. Smart stuff. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So back to the news about the Postal Service. They're hemorrhaging cash. We've known this. We've talked about the Postal Service a number of times over the last several years. And there have been lots of studies that have been done and all kinds of suggestions that have been made as far as, well, how can we keep the Postal Service around? It's so valuable. We just have to have the Postal Service. So let's cut the delivery down to 3 days a week. Let's cut out Saturdays. Let's cut, you know, they're just trying to cut themselves to success. And that's not how it works. That didn't work for the radio business. And I don't know about your business, but it's okay to cut off a little bit of fat. Like when you're running a business, to look at your budget and just, all right, well, we don't really need that. And okay, that's for something old. We don't really use those anymore. We can cut that out. It's okay to look at your budget and make some trims here and there. But to believe that you're going to be able to take what is essentially a failing business model and just cut yourself down to the point where it'll become profitable again, it's just not, in the long run, it's not going to play out for them. Mm-hmm. So if they think that they can just slice it down to 3 delivery days per week instead of 6 and keep the Postal Service running and everything's going to be A-OK, they got another thing coming.
Yeah, you're right. It's not going to suddenly make everything work better. Without a doubt, I don't think that would bother many people, because most people, postal stuff is not, they're not getting that much of importance.
Right.
In the mail anymore. You know, online is taken over for so much, bills and things like that. It's not like it's going to, people are going to be upset or devastated if they did cut down to 3 days. They probably should, but
no,
what really needs to happen is they need to just be, open
sold
up the market. Yeah, sell them, get them back in, get them into the private sector, make them compete with everyone else, let UPS and FedEx and people like that deliver first class mail.
They can't. That's
right.
A good point, because the Postal Service has a monopoly on what they call first-class mail, which is essentially, last time I heard, was defined as mail that's under a dollar. So Postal Service is the only one that can offer this service. If you were to go into business and offer mail delivery for under a dollar, you would be violating some sort of federal law. And that's why they went after Lysander Spooner back in the 1800s, because he was competing with them, and they didn't like that very much. So, yeah, okay, fine. Cut it back to 3 days a week. Every other day they would have mail delivery. That would be a way for them to save on some costs. But ultimately it doesn't solve the problem of the inefficiency of the bureaucracy that is the post office. They don't have the incentive that they need to shape up, get it together. They are, you know, they're essentially hamstrung by a lot of these federal government strings that are still attached to the business, because it's not a real business. It's still kind of this, it's still partially government-run, and they're taking care of the pensions, and it doesn't say it in this story, but I'm recalling from talking about it in the past a number of times. If the post office wants to change how they operate, I'm pretty sure they have to go through Congress. So it's not just like the postmaster general can just declare, well, we're going to do 3 days a week. I'm pretty certain they have to get some sort of congressional approval to make these kinds of sweeping changes.
It's going to be like moving through molasses to try and be responsive to the market.
In the meantime, they're hemorrhaging $3.1 billion from April to June. Now, that says April to June, so I don't know if that means April and May or April, May, and June. So, at worst case, it's $1.5 billion per month that they're hemorrhaging, and best case, it's only $1 billion
only
per month
billion.
They're hemorrhaging.
Only a billion, probably.
As a result of its mounting losses, according to the AFP, the U.S. Postal Service said it would not be able to make a legally required $5.5 billion payment in September to a health benefits trust fund. Absent substantial legislative change, the Postal Service will be forced to default on payments to the federal government, it said in a statement. And that's what they're referring to, the substantial legislative change. That's the legislature that the post office needs to be passed by Congress in order for them to actually implement any significant change to its business model. Now, if you think that running a company with a board is a bureaucratic thing, imagine trying to get the 535 drunken sailors in Congress to agree on how to run your business, because that's what they're talking about doing. Have you ever been on a board of directors of any sort?
A condominium association, and
it was
miserably bureaucratic, and it was only like a building of 40 apartments or so.
Right. How many people?
Can
how
you
many
imagine
people
a larger?
On the board?
Four or five.
Right. It's just the larger the organization gets, the more unwieldy and cumbersome it becomes, the more frustrating.
This is a lot of libertarians aren't going to get upset with me for saying this, but this is actually true for large corporations as well.
Absolutely,
but that's
true.
A good thing for small businesses, and that's why a small business can compete well with a corporation, because
nimble.
Yes, the corporation has some advantages in terms of being able to work on a large scale and have
buying
the benefits
strength.
Of scale,
right.
buying strength, and things like that. But it's not going to be maneuverable and agile and responsive to the market in the way that a new small company can do that.
1-855-450-FREE. Maybe you work for the post office. You've got some thoughts you want to share. We'd love to hear from you on the if you're on the inside, or maybe you've been on the inside before. 1-855-450-3733. And of course, the Postal Service bureaucrats are going to lobby against these cuts. They don't want to get their paychecks cut. They don't want to not, I mean, I'm sure they'd rather not work half the week, but at the same time, they want to collect the same amount of money for it. So we're coming up here. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features you'll find there. They are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. What you'll do is you'll see Amazon links there, one for the U.S., U.K., Canada, Germany. You click into the right one for you, and then just get your shopping done. When you enter through those Amazon links you find there at shop.freetalklive.com, it basically alerts Amazon with a cookie on your system that essentially says that you came through Free Talk Live's portal, and they cut Free Talk Live a portion of the profits from their sale. It's a great way to get the shopping done, get the stuff that you need, and the stuff that you want as well, and help Free Talk Live at the same time and get the same great deals you're used to. You're just entering through our portal through shop.freetalklive.com. And if you've got a website, you know how important it is for people to visit the site, whether it's for better results in search engines, advertising, or just to get out your message. You need all the hits that you can get. Mobsterhits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse. A family-friendly web traffic exchange, FTL.mobsterhits.com, can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family as an associate. Sign up for free at FTL.mobsterhits.com now. Free one-month upgrade. If you sign up now, listeners with liberty-oriented sites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 hits for free. You can find out the details at FTL.mobsterhits.com. Our number here tonight is 1-855-450-FREE. We're talking about the just pathetic Postal Service hemorrhaging over $3 billion in cash between April and June, and they can't make what is called a legally required $5.5 billion payment in September to a health benefits trust fund. Now, when the government says it's required for you to make a payment, they'll lock your ass in a cage if you don't make the payment. Do you think they're going to lock the Postmaster General up if he doesn't make this payment?
This is their people. They look after each other. They watch each other's backs. This is a gang.
Right. So what you're going to see here is...
We are not part of the gang. You know, they'll call us citizens and stuff to make it sound like we're part of the gang. Mm-hmm. We're not part of the gang.
Mm-hmm. You're just the subject.
Right.
That's citizen's a code word for subject. And in fact, if you listen to the police on their police scanners, they always call you subjects. Not suspect.
Right.
Subject.
It's very telling.
$5.5 billion payment is what they're supposed to make. They can't make it. And the federal government has to make what they call substantial legislative change to how the Postal Service operates in order for them to even have a ghost of a chance at making that $5.5 billion payment. But again, that payment's due in September. So there's no way that they're going to be able to get it together, pass legislation, and make it so that this company, this sort of public-private weird hybrid company that is known as the post office that has a monopoly on first-class mail, there's no way they can get it together. Even if they passed the legislative change tomorrow that made it so the Postal Service could cut down some from, say, 6 days per a week of delivery to three, essentially halving the costs of delivering, even if they could have those costs, they're not going to be able to save up that $5.5 billion in a month and a half's time, or a month, you know, actually.
They could raise the postage stamp rate
to $3 or something like that. Yeah. Of course, if they raise the rates, then more people are going to decide to send an email rather than send postal mail, which, of course, is one of the reasons why the Postal Service is having such a hard time in the first place. Who the hell needs them anymore? You can get your bills online. I mean, what else, really? What else? I'm just trying
to
think.
It's being propped up by junk mail. Like, junk mail is the bulk of it, and even that is subsidized, or even that is mostly subsidized by other people being, other people sending, that are buying stamps at the civilian rate.
Right.
The subject rate.
I'm just trying to think, what have I used the Postal Service for in recent times that would have been, let's see, aside from junk mail, let's see. There are the occasional people that will send their bumper sticker request in. So they'll send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll send back a bumper sticker. There's that. Aside from that and aside from court paperwork, I can't really think of anything that I use the Postal Service for. What about you?
I send postcards to people in jail.
Oh, okay, right. There you go. Yeah, mail to jail. Mailtojail.com. That's still useful. The Postal Service is useful. So, like, again, governmental interaction. Interacting with the state.
Yeah, when you have to interact with through the government. Or when I'm trying to avoid, when I'm trying to avoid too many electronic transactions, which I'm trying to do less of lately, and so I mail some things. I mail payments sometimes and stuff. But it's usually because I'm having to deal with government in some way, shape, or form that's very unpleasant, and I deal with it.
So, again, they're not going to be able to make this payment. So what's going to happen then? If the Postal Service can't make this legally required $5.5 billion payment, they're losing $1 billion per month. Just out the window. Losing that kind of cash. They owe $5.5 billion. What's going to happen if they can't make that payment?
A billion here, a billion there, before long, we're talking real money.
Well, it's going to be a bailout, right? I mean, that's what's going to have to happen. The federal government is going to have to pony up money, which is your money. They're going to have to print some more, like Greenspan suggested, print some cash out, send $10 billion over the Postal Service so they can make their payment to this health benefits trust fund, and at the same time, maybe they'll consider making a change in legislation. But the point being, they aren't going to be legally required to pay this because, as you say, they're all the same team. Yeah. Here in, this is a smaller example, here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this radio program, there's a district court building. Now, the district court actually rents space from the city of Keene. So there's these different governmental municipal entities, these governmental corporations. There's the city of Keene, there's the district court. They're separate entities within the auspices of the umbrella of the state of New Hampshire. So for a while, they were charging the district court rent. But turns out the court system is, failing miserably, like all government programs fail over time. And the court system, despite extracting thousands of dollars per day from the poor innocent victims that are picked up for things like possession of marijuana or alcohol or something like that, running a stop sign. If you've ever sat in an arraignment, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It happens nationwide. Go sit in an arraignment on a Monday morning and listen to the types of cases that are in there. It's just the court system just ringing that cash register. I mean, they're ringing that cash register
just,
all
they're
day.
They're railroading people through. And all kinds of plea deals. Nothing's getting, most of it is not getting taken to court. It's
right.
Just plea deals, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
And despite all of that money coming in, they still can't make it work. Just like the post office, with all that business for, transferring things from here to there, they still can't make it work. This local court couldn't get the rent paid. Basically, it came to the point where the court could not pay the rent. They have to shut down. Here in New Hampshire, they're shutting down the New Hampshire courts once a month for one day every month for an unpaid furlough. Those bureaucrats aren't getting paid for that one day out of the month. Now, that's not a huge deal, but it's something. It's an indicator to show that this is an organization that's on the cliff. Like, it's on the edge of the cliff, and a little bit of a push is going to send it over.
And it's more complicated than the federal stuff. Like you said, the post office will just get a bailout.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more complicated. There's a lot of bureaucracy to go through for them to get bailed out in some way, shape, or form.
Well, in this case, they did
the
get a little bailout.
The state can't print money yet.
Well,
you know,
right,
the state
right, the
could
state,
then try to go and get a bailout.
It's true. The state can't print money. But in this case, they did get a little bailout because basically what happened was the city of Keene decided to waive their rent.
Yeah.
So instead of having to pay rent now, they got basically a $0, like a $1 rent.
Yeah.
From the city. So that's essentially kind of what the federal government's doing here. They're bailing they're going to have to bail the post office out. And, of course, that's not going to save them. It's only, again, going to prolong the inevitable.
Forestalling disaster.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Ben is on the line in Chicago. Hey, Ben. Ben? I hear an echo, which probably means there's an open line, and now he's gone. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What else do you say about this? I mean, here in July, there's one more little bit of info, according to the AFP, about the post office. It unveiled plans to identify nearly 3,700 underused post offices around the United States for possible closure. So they're talking about shutting down thousands of locations. They're which, of course, is going to make it more difficult, you know, for you to get your package.
You'll still be forced to use them for all those services, but the services will start to suck worse and worse.
Hey, have you ever gotten one of those slips, the little pink slips in your mailbox where you weren't here, so
where
we need
I got
you to
fired?
Come.
Oh, right.
No, from the post office where it says, we tried to deliver this package to you, but you weren't here, so now you need to come to us. And you have to go down to the post office. You have to show them the slip with identification.
Oh, yeah, I remember having to do it recently. It was a huge pain in the butt.
Right, so now they're going to give you one of these slips. If they go through this plan, close 3,700 locations, maybe you won't have a post office in your town anymore. Maybe you have to drive two towns over in order to get there. And that means everybody else has to drive two towns over as well. So now the lines are going to be three times as long.
Right.
If you thought the lines and the waiting was bad now, wait until they close 3,700 stores. 1-855-450-FREE. Of course, they're going to get their bailouts. They probably won't have to do any of this right away. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.